The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. This is a USAPrepares.com. And if you'd like to call us, we'd be delighted to pay for the call. I've gotten some phone calls saying I'd like to call, but I don't know the number. So here's the number, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. We broadcast 2 hours, Monday through Friday, from 9 a.m. Central through 11 a.m. Central Time. John is engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Finelli, and hour number one is with Werner Bach. He is in New Brunswick, Canada. He's a farmer, and we're going to be talking about Farming 101. What does it take and what to think about if you want to join the ranks of us as a farmer? Welcome, Werner Bach.
Yeah, good morning, Vincent. And I guess nowadays, if you want to go into farming, you have to look around what the conditions are, what the market conditions are, and what the input costs are, what the risk is, and it's basically farming, especially when you want to make a full-time living, it becomes more and more a very risky enterprise.
Yes, it is a risky enterprise. Werner, I was talking with a fellow farmer. I have never met him, but he and I were on the phone yesterday afternoon, and so we were just chatting, and I said, so tell me about your farm, please. And he said, well, it's about 240 acres. It's been in the family for five generations. He has a young son who's in his, I guess he's about 30, and he wants to continue the farming. And he told me that in order to keep this farm operational and not lose the farm, he had to get a paper route. And so he's out there in his vehicle distributing papers. And what he meant by that was he got a job with the United States Postal Service, and he delivers mail part-time. So he's got this paper route going, you know, through rural Missouri, handing out mail part-time, so he has enough income to not lose the farm. And so there are a lot of people who look at us as farmers and think, man, oh, man, look at all that land, that equipment. Look at all those cows. Man, $800, $1,000 a piece. There's 100 cows, $100,000. Boy, those guys are rolling in dough. And so we're here to tell you a little bit more about what farming is like. And there are tremendous, tremendous risks that we are exposed to. And one of them, just one of them, is the weather. You know? Seriously. The weather, I was talking with some of our instructors on the phone yesterday, off the air, and they're seeing 20, 30, and 40 degree shifts in temperature in one day. And that's the difference. If it's freezing cold, you can lose your crop right then and there. It's rough on the cows. The cows eat, when it's 30 degrees out, our cows will eat twice as much hay as they'll eat when, let's say, it's 80 degrees or 70 degrees. So, you know, there are burn rates, and a burn rate would be, you know, how fast you're going through whatever it is that you've got, like supplies or money or hay or whatever it is. So there, the burn rate is ever-changing. It's difficult to count on the weather. Even if you look at the weather report, it still is just a suggestion. It's not accurate. It's not as accurate as it used to be, that's for sure. And we can't use the Farmer's Almanac, which we used to be able to use. You could look at the Farmer's Almanac 6 months in advance and know what the temperature and the weather and the conditions would be like. So, Werner, let's talk about what you just mentioned. And then there's, on top of that, then there's the climate, well, the neighborhood, if you want to call it that. You know, you just may move into an area that's a bunch of farmers who have been there for generations, and then you're the new guy on the block. And a lot of times, you might not be welcome. Right?
Yeah, you have to find out the mechanics within the community. Who is run the show and what's their agenda? And I said already years ago when some of my German neighbors moved in, they came from Germany and they wanted to go full out farming and in the enterprises, the way they were used with a tightly organized society and so they're in Germany. And I said, don't spend all your money, keep some in the kitty, you know, because there are so many more variables. Don't put yourself out completely naked financially. And you know that old joke, they asked this farmer who won in the lottery. He won, oh, I don't know, $1 or $2 million. And they asked him, oh, what are you going to do? Oh, he says, I just keep on farming until the money is gone.
Well, that was kind of the discussion I had yesterday afternoon with my new farmer friend in Western Missouri. You know, he has to have a real job, at least, one that he goes to work in order to pay the bills so that he doesn't lose the farm. And
see, Vincent, there a few years ago, there was here, especially with some of the media, you know, they were harping on the farmers and, you know, made them responsible for whenever anything goes wrong in the food chain, and then they were harping about how much subsidies the farmers are swallowing up, you know, how much taxpayers' money and everything. And I had a few times a battle with some of the reporters, and I said to them, if you know your basic math, you know, it is not that you, the consumers, are subsidizing and the taxpayers are subsidizing the farmer. We are subsidizing you. When you got a mid-sized farm here, for example, dairy farm, you got over $1 million invested in until a few years ago. If you just put it in a bank, you know, you could collect interest, you know, and the interest make a very comfortable living. But because you're farming, you know, you have to take all the risk. And by the end of the year, you end up maybe with $30,000 above, you know, in the black, you know, you can call yourself lucky. I said, if that man would have put his money in long-term investment, you know, $1 million in long-term investment, you could expect somewhere in the vicinity of $100,000 a year, you know?
Yes.
And then you take on the sideline, you take a job, you know, just not to be idle, you would end up with maybe $140,000 or $130,000 a year. Mm-hmm. But because you are farming, you know, you're lucky if you end up with maybe $20,000 or $30,000 a year, you know. And most of the farmers, they weren't even making that. So I said, you look at the basic facts and figures. Who is subsidizing who?
Well, you're right. And for many of us farmers, we can't leave the farm. I mean, you want to go on vacation for a couple weeks? Really? It's not possible. It's not possible because there are, you know, if you have animals that depend on you, they need to be fed and watered and checked and made sure that, you know, nobody's hurt. And if they are, you need to, you know, you need to become a doctor for them. Seriously. And those are the kind of things that, that we as farmers do. And, you know, you may think you just plant a couple cows and they walk around and, you know, pretty soon you have, you start out with two cows, and, you know, male and female. And next thing you know, you have three. And then the next thing you know, you have four, five, six, seven. And everything's just great. But they get sick. They die. They get tangled up in things that they shouldn't. They get attacked by predators. There are a lot of things that, that can go wrong. And let's see. Greg in California, welcome.
Benjamin.
You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes. Yes, okay. You're on the air, Greg.
I heard you
welcome.
Talk about the weather, and I want to tell you about a cloud I saw on a little drive I took, and it was looked like an asterisk, like a like punctuation.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never seen that before. That's about it, Benson.
So you're saying that the weather is unpredictable? Is that what you're saying, Greg?
I'm saying no. I'm really talking about non-condensing condensation trails that turn into silvery gray clouds that cover the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And you know stuff that Dr. Miller talks about, and you know what chemtrails is the popular name for it. You know?
Oh sure, we have them here all the time, and
everyone.
The planes fly over, and it's not just like they're just picking on us; they're picking on everybody. The these airplanes fly over us; they drop these chemicals, and then the chemicals feather out, and the whole sky from horizon to horizon gets gray and dusky. The sunlight is blocked out, and then they fly some more on top of that, where you can't see them. It used to be that they tried to cover this up, and they'd fly early, early in the morning or late in the evening when, you know, people weren't paying attention. Now you can hear the planes, you can hear them flying, but they're flying just above the dusky sky that they've laid down, so you can't see them. But we've seen a new phenomenon as well, and that is we are seeing. When we can see them, when they're visible, we're seeing laser straight chemtrails. I mean, absolutely laser straight. It looks like these planes are flying by wire or flying by remote control. Greg, I appreciate your call. Thank you so much. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one makes powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Last Werner Vox with us, and we're talking about farming 101. And so let's say you decide you want to be a farmer. There are a lot of things that you need to think about, and we talked about the neighborhood, and we talked about the weather. You need to meet your neighbors, and before you go on this adventure, I would recommend that you spend a couple days meeting the neighbors and find out what their attitudes are. And that's what Mrs. Finelli and I did before we decided to put an offer on the farm that we have here. We met the neighbors. We, if you could call it that, we interviewed them. We introduced ourselves to them, told them about us and what we liked and what we didn't like, and you know, our attitudes and opinions and ideas. And we wanted to make sure that we wouldn't be starting a war here. And Werner, have you done something similar to that?
Want to do, if you come into, especially with me and some my fellow countrymen, when we come into a new country, we want to start off on a bad footing with the neighbors. You know, that's the least. And I had been around here there for about a month, and I looked around, and when I had the feeling that I was intruding on somebody's territories or stepping on someone's toes, you know, I did not want to do that. Because start out in a new neighborhood, in a new country, already on a bad footing, you know. But you don't find the intricacies about the dynamics of a community, you don't find it out in a couple of days, you know. And what I've noticed around here in New Brunswick, and especially in eastern Canada, there's a certain part of the business community, they're like spiders in a web, waiting for another fly to come in and invest money, put money into the economy, so they can suck the lifeblood right out of it and take advantage of the newcomers, you know. And on first sight, they might look like friendly people, but don't be fooled.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And in Virginia, where we are from, they have a saying, and that's among the natives there. And that saying is, "Welcome to Virginia. We'll be glad to take your money." And I'm not kidding. They look forward to taking your money. And there, well, when we were there, there were two prices. There were prices for the blue bloods. And those are the people who had ancestors who stole land from the Indians. They'd be the Blue Bloods. And then those who came after that, the damn Yankees, as they call them. Yankees are people who would go down to the South and visit and look around, spend a couple of weeks and some money and leave. Damn Yankees are people who go and do that and not leave. They'd stay there. They call them damn Yankees. I'm not making this up, and I'm not using profanity. It's just that's what they call them, damn Yankees. And they wanted our money, but they wanted us to leave. And so if you decided that you were going to buy a place, then you found out later on that pretty much there were these clans, and people were related. So everybody was related to a whole bunch of other people in their tribe or their clan, except you and me, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that the way it was?
Yeah, that's it took me a long while to catch on to, and then finally when some wanted to explain some of the so-called misfortunes I've encountered here, misfortunes that were fabricated, I was being told, "Oh, you fellas, you shouldn't be able to come here and buy a farm. You should be working for us." And then the next argument was, the land was granted to our forefathers and their descendants for all times. You know, the old original grants, you know, land grants, after it is taken away from the native people.
Yeah.
And, but anyway, that didn't fly with me, you know. And then they came, every 50 years in the Bible, especially in the southern part of the state, the Bible Belt, every 50 years was a year of Jubilee, where the properties would be given back to the original families. And I found that and I said, if you want those kind of laws, put them on the books, but don't sucker us newcomers in.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Werner Vogts with us. He's a farmer. He's in New Brunswick, Canada. I'm here in Missouri. We'll be right back.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Werner Bach is with us. And, Werner, let's take a few minutes and talk about the location. How do we determine, you know, aside from the political environment, aside from the clans and the tribes that that are already there, how do we determine what the land should be like? What do we look for?
Well, we should look for soil that's not completely exploited.
Mm-hmm.
And there is another aspect that comes into play. This is what I've noticed here in eastern Canada, in New Brunswick and Nova Scotia, and same situation in some of the New England states like Maine. nobody wants to touch that issue, and that is illegal dumping of vegetation control chemicals on farmland for at least the last 70 years with the knowledge of the government in order to accomplish the structural reforming of agriculture, that in the end there are just only big farms left, basically under the motto, you either farm the Monsanto way or we don't want you in here. And here it comes about the conflict of interest of those decision makers in government, their pension funds, their private investment portfolio. You know, they don't have any investment in the family farm. You know, they don't hold any shares in the family farm, but they hold shares in those big multinationals, the chemical companies, and as I say, like Monsanto and Syngenta and so on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So when we think that they are looking out for us, not just only the farmers, but the average consumer, you know, we are fooling ourselves. We are greatly fooling ourselves. And when I look at the track record here about the government agencies that are supposed to be assisting the farmers, you know, to become more efficient and to farm better, with 70 years of their efforts, of the expert efforts, they have brought on a situation where those regions that at one time were self-sufficient in food production, that were producing a healthy food, and that were even exporting food here to the cities on the eastern seaboard, those regions, they are 90% and more dependent on their food supply from outside sources. They are less than 10% self-sufficient in food production. So much for the expertise, you know, that is being provided to us by the government. And about those GMO crops and all this, and the chemicals, and glyphosate, and all those chemicals that are being used and are building up in the soil, that are building up in the groundwater supply, and so on, the jury is still out. But now they are already, many of the so-called experts, they are jumping the ship, and they realize that they have been basically promoting a big ship that is rapidly sinking now.
Mm-hmm.
And now they blow the whistle on those conditions that have been created, you know, on the chemical way of farming, you know, and all the setbacks and the dangers that are lurking.
Werner, when I first started farming, I'm a first generation farmer, and you know, naturally, you learn about these government offices in every county in the United States. There's the Soil and Water Conservation District offices. And typically, they are paired with the U.S. Department of Agriculture employees. And what a new farmer would do, and that's what I did, I called those guys up and I said, so, you know, I'm interested in farming, and what are the best practices that I can employ here on our farm? What is the best way to fence the farm? What are the best grasses to plant and grow? What are the most hardy? What have the most protein and nutrition for cows? What are the best cows to raise here? Which ones seem to be hardy? Which ones do well for resale and so forth? So you want to know what is the ultimate, the optimum situation that you can employ and deploy at your farm. So what's the best way to use this land? What's the best way to improve the pH, the soil, so forth. What is the best way? So you call these guys up, and they show up, and you think they're actually there to help you. You think that they're going to say, well, I'll tell you what, Mr. Finelli, you know, in this neck of the woods, this breed of cows is the best way to go. They sell the best. And on this hill, I suggest we put a pasture in here, over here, you raise hay. Your pH, I can tell just by looking at it that, you know, it needs lime, or, you know, if you were to put some chicken manure or goat manure or sheep manure or some kind of amendment to the soil, here, this would be the best way to go. In those woods over there, if you just get those saplings out of there, you'll be all set, and we're here to help you. That's not the case. That is not the case. Those guys... Yes, go ahead.
Vincent, a few years ago, they got an organization here, Soil and Crop Improvement Association. It's basically sponsored by the government, and I attended one of their annual meeting and lecture at the Memham Cook Institute. And basically, what the fellows from the so-called experts from the Department of Agriculture, they want to go full steam into all the chemical farming, and some of the chemicals that are were supposed to be applied, they have been outlawed already a couple of years earlier in Europe because of health concerns. And before you could grow a field of grain with minimum chemical impact and with good tilling practices and crop rotation, you can produce a healthy crop. You know, they advocated up to 7 times spraying with all kinds of chemicals. And I just stood up and I said, listen, it would be a lot cheaper for the taxpayers if you follow their. You experts from the Department of Agriculture would get fired and get hired on as sales reps for the chemical industry.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. And what I learned, Werner, what I learned is they said, you know, we have a program that will really help you. And this was in Virginia. And the program was, what we can do is we can put some cattle waterers in there. And these are concrete. Think of them like these concrete boxes that the cows can stick their heads in, and it's kind of like a float valve, kind of like a toilet tank where there's an automatic leveling system that if you supply water to these waterers, the water level for the cows will be automatically maintained. Now all you need to do is have some plumbing to take water over to the cattle waterers, and you need to have a well, and you need to have electricity to power the well. And then they'll pay, at the time, they would pay for 90%. So only 10% would be paid for by the farmer, and 90% would be paid for by the Soil and Water Conservation District and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. So they would drill a well, they would put in fencing, and they'd put in the cattle waterers. Well, they would give you the money, and you would contract that out. And for the next 10 years, they could come on your farm anytime they want, 24 hours a day. But what they wanted was they wanted to fence the cows out of the woods, they wanted to fence the cows out of the streams, and they wanted to fence the cows out of some ponds. And by the time, and so I said, okay, so I'd like to see your plan. I was naive at the time. And by the time they were done cutting up our farm and keeping the cows out of the woods and out of the streams and so forth, I had no farm left. Literally, I had maybe half the farm left.
Vincent,
and Vincent,
3 years ago, or 2.5 years ago, here the New Brunswick Department of the Environment, they wanted to declare wetland the area, you know. And it basically worked out that about 20% of all the farmland was supposed to be declared wetland. And the map they laid out, you know, some of the driest places on the farm, those experts had declared wetland, you know. And as I say, government, they go ahead, they do whatever they can do if we, the people, let them get away with it. And I threw them at one of the public meetings, I threw them a few monkey wrenches in and embarrassed them. You know, about some facts, and they had planned several more meetings, right, public hearings across the province, and 3 days later they announced that they shelved the whole program.
That's great. Now, in the case of our farm in Virginia, we said, there's no way we're going to do this. There's absolutely no way we're going to take their money and cut up our farm and turn it into a piece of ground that's unusable.
And there's something else there. At one time, when the farmers and ranchers, when they were farming in the ranch in the traditional way, and before, you know, when the buffaloes were roaming North America, they were going down to the river and drinking, you know, they were going to the ponds and drinking. And the ecosystem was healthy, there were plenty of fish in the rivers, you know, and in the lakes and so on. And ever since, the more the experts take over, what is left in wildlife, what is left in the fish population, in the rivers, and so on. And they completely ignore the big elephant in the room, and that is the chemical pollution that is being caused. And how many of the big cities, you know, where their sewage goes untreated right into open water systems, you know, into rivers and into lakes, and then it, by here in Saskatchewan a few years ago, they did some boondoggle, you know, they let the sewage into the river, and two kilometers further down in the river, they took out their drinking water and to treat it and then have the people drink in that water. And this is what the so-called experts, you know, one hand doesn't know what the other hand is doing. They got this bunch of specialized idiots, you know, who can put the whole picture together, you know. And everybody, you know, is jealously basically defending their soapbox.
Werner, sometimes I wonder if these government employees are given an IQ test. And anyone who passes, they don't hire. They don't hire anyone who's really, really bright that I know of. They really don't.
There's one condition that's rapidly spreading.
Hold that thought. We're going into a commercial break. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
It's gonna be slight.
What are today's hot?
Keep your God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
PC
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class Werner Bach is with us, and he's in New Brunswick, Canada. And we're talking about some of the things that you might want to think about if you decide to become a farmer. And one of the things that we talked about was one of my farmer friends who has a job on a paper route delivering mail, delivers mail in order to be able to pay the bills and keep the farm running. And it was a large farm. It was a large tobacco farm, one of the largest tobacco farms in the county where he farms. So there's a tobacco farmer who had trouble paying the bills. Can you imagine that? A tobacco farmer having trouble paying the bills. And that's because the government's involved in tobacco. As a matter of fact, I had a tobacco farm. I didn't raise tobacco. I just happened to buy a farm that did raise tobacco. And there's an allotment. You can't just grow as much tobacco as you want. No, the government's all over that. They will tell you how much you can and cannot grow in the United States of America. So I've never grown tobacco, but I bought a farm that did grow tobacco. And the government wanted me out of the business. And literally, they said, we'll pay you to just go away. I'm not kidding. Werner Bach, you were going to say something just as we're going into the break.
Vincent, you know, I said a kind of a tongue-in-cheek a few years ago. There's one condition that's rapidly spreading all among the so-called experts in the population, and that is, as I say, tongue-in-cheek, the CSDS, Common Sense Deficiency Syndrome.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what the soil and water conservation guys are looking for in the USDA. They want to know where your water wells are. Class, they want to know where the wells are, and they want to know how deep the well is, and they want to know how high the water column is in the wells. They want to map them and put them in their databases, and they are searching them out. So if you let them on their farm and they find it, they're going to map it, yes?
And so in the end, they can sell the resource, what is one of the most important resources, they can sell it out to Nestle and all those other financial predators.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was at a meeting, and I was listening to a farmer, kind of a side conversation. And he said, here's what some farmers are doing. They are literally taking some old well pipe, and they're drilling a hole into the ground, maybe, you know, a few feet, maybe 6 feet down. And they put a piece of old well pipe in there, And then they fill that well pipe with concrete. And they put an old well cap on it. And they put that near the well that actually exists. And then they camouflage the real well. So that when these government thugs come over and they look for the well, they see that, well, it's been capped off. It's been filled with concrete properly and sealed. They go, okay, well, I guess we'll take that one off the list. Because that well is no longer viable and it's been sealed. So that's not a well. That's what some farmers are doing to protect their own property from these government minions.
What did they do there in the Northern California with this river system? They blew up all the dams, where the farmers stored some of the water for irrigating their fields, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And basically, here comes the other question in. Who gave the federal government the mandate over state land? Who gave them the mandate? They just took it the same way as with the ranches there, Bundy Ranch and up there in Oregon. You know, mm-hmm. They're doing some grandstanding and throw their weight around, you know, and basically run roughshod right over the people. I remember in the old country, there is a law when you have used a resource for such a long time, you know, over so many years, then you have control over the law. They call it extra. This should be explored by some of the people that are being victimized by those high-handed government actions.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and it was farmers that formed this country, and it just may be farmers that take it back. Fernebach, thank you so much for being with us today. Fernebach,
may I
yes.
say something?
Okay. Sure. Well, we're out of time.
Vincent, there's one ardent fighter. She's in rough water.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history. The attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.